Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Tonight, Open House takes on the bullies. It's one of the most talked about and damaging issues today in the workplace, at school, especially on the internet. It's been estimated that one in four students around Australia faces some kind of bullying, with some cases so bad they end in suicide. I have no doubt there are a lot of people stuck in those really tough situations right now for whom you could be a really significant practical help. 1300 40 2020 or join the conversation on our Facebook page. I want to first go to an expert who's got some interesting insights into bullying, Dr. Tanveer Ahmed, a psychiatrist, writer and commentator. Tanveer, welcome to Open House.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Lee.
Tanveer, how would you characterise the seriousness of bullying in our society today then?
Look, it's difficult to quantify because it's a subjective measure. So one person's robust debate, if you like, or a robust discussion is another person's bullying. So reported bullying has increased, be it in the workplace, be it in the schoolyard as well. But in terms of it as a problem, my own impression is probably reduced somewhat because we're much more aware of it. I think playgrounds are much better managed. We have teachers, school counsellors. I think the awareness of the problem and its potential ramifications, particularly on vulnerable kids or vulnerable individuals in the workplace, is much more profound. Particularly, it's also shifting in different directions, such as cyberbullying, which is more challenging. And I think they're definitely, I guess, new frontiers of this type of problem. But overall, I don't think the problem is worsening. I think the use of the terminology is gaining credence, as is awareness. So I think there's more talk about it, which feels like it's a bigger problem. But I think the actual nature of the problem, at worst, is much the same, but is probably improving.
Why do you think it is that cyberbullying has taken off as it has? Is there something about the internet or is there something about us that has attracted a lot of bullies to that arena of life?
Look, on one level, bullying is just a part of human behaviour. It's really about social hierarchies. It's about expressing rank within social hierarchies. It's about dominance and power, and they're just innate parts of human activity, human interaction, human nature. We'll vie for power, we vie for social status, we vie for resources, and that can take many forms. Now, we obviously regulate that behaviour as much as possible in a kind of social, civilised environment. Now, what happens on the internet? A few things. On one level, the internet just channels many aspects of human nature, but it also disinhibits some of that behaviour. So often we feel anonymous with many interactions on the internet. We can pretend to be other people. We don't feel as responsible for our actions because it feels very distant. We also can't see how it affects other people. We can't see. We don't get the social cues. We don't see someone burst out into tears or become upset or angry. We don't see that except through communications which have a lot more open to misinterpretations. The other thing about cyberbullying, it can magnify trends that might happen, say in a playground, for example. So you can suddenly have a real group bully. You can have a whole bunch of people at once, say, attacking you or abusing you or teasing you or excluding you, and it can happen very rapidly. So in some respects, it can magnify more sort of social interactions that aren't online to a greater extent, which can really be very dangerous. And there's certainly been some, well-publicised cases of, say, suicides and what have you after, say, extreme cases of cyberbullying or videos or comments that were seemingly private or thought to be private that were distributed en masse.
The bully is also anonymous on the internet. That's a very big factor.
One of there's a psychological term, sort of individuation, which is really about, it's a bit like being a crowd in a sporting field where suddenly you can be a perfectly reasonable person, with no history of any behavioural or kind of just being, you know, bad, if you like, for want of a better term. But in a group, you know, people end up doing all manners of behaviour that were completely out of character because you do potentially lose sense of yourself, you lose You feel like you're anonymous, and you become just part of the group. It feels you get this group identity, which and you can feel alive, and it can feel the right thing to do at the right time.
Yes. Are there ways the bullies can recognise, or more importantly, address their behaviour? Can it be turned around easily?
Look, absolutely. I think another trend we have is almost this vilification of the bully, like it's this sort of kind of innate figure where there are specific people in specific circumstances that are the bully, etc. But really, we're probably all liable to bully in some respects. And again, we all have tendencies to dominate or exert power or vie for resources or try and pull rank, if you like. There will always be circumstances where we'll attempt to do that. Now, bully, it's rarely an individual act. It's usually enabled by others. It's often more a collective environment that allows for it. So bullies will always have their kind of their lackeys, if you like, or supporters, and who will tend to either egg them on or watch and do nothing or you know, do a lower level version of it themselves. And often it's a high, you know, it's potentially a high, sometimes bullying is done by, say, a high status person, and they're supported by, I guess, the people of middle ranking official, middle management around them effectively. Yes. So it's very much a collective thing usually. So it's usually the environment that's happening and that it's allowed to happen. And it's allowed to happen because, say, be it teachers or other bosses or co-workers or other children, are either allowing it to happen, they're turning a blind eye, or they're taking part in it themselves. And it's really at that point that prevention or modification needs to occur. And just a greater awareness, because in those sort of environments, bullying is sort of rewarded. If your status is enhanced,
yes,
by bullying, etc., then there's a significant incentive to do it.
Yeah.
But if immediately there are disincentives to do it, that either you're punished or you lack rewards or you lose status because of doing it, then suddenly it's not terribly attractive.
Because in the workplace, we have to make the point these days that in lots of circumstances, bullying is now against the law.
Absolutely. But again, defining it in the workplace, you know, I often see claimants, if you like, for insurance, claiming bullying. And on the other side, it's usually, you know, performance appraisal, etc. So there's a lot of misinterpretation that happens with the notion of bullying, and that people can jump to bullying when it's something else. But the people most vulnerable to bullying are also the types of personality that are likely to be vulnerable. Exactly. They might be, I guess, the weaker characters. They have greater difficulty standing up for themselves. They're more shy and retiring. They're not as assertive. So again, that's where that rank element. So often the bully will, there's a predatorial element where it's like picking out the kind of weak animal in the pack that's sort of lagging a bit behind. It's a bit like that. So that awareness is very important, and those people can be particularly vulnerable. But they also need to be taught either techniques or some sort of training or education about how they are able to, what avenues are there for them to stand up for themselves. And that may not involve, you know, punching the bully out or something. It could be, okay, where can you go to ask for help or express your concerns, et cetera. Be it, you know, telling the teacher that you've experienced this, or telling, say, a different manager away from your immediate workplace. Those sort of avenues need to be available in whatever environment the bullying is taking place.
So if I'm a victim, of bullying, and I'm especially stuck in this situation, feeling very much alone, what's your advice going to be to me about how to deal with that then?
Look, at the most basic level, any sort of, abuse or mental illness, a range of things, there is a natural tendency to feel very isolated and very distant from others. So I guess at the most basic level is to say that you can be helped, because often there's a feeling that they can't be helped, that they're all alone through it. And then really it's critical that if nobody else knows, then nobody else can help. So then it's really working out what's the appropriate method to do that. So be it in a workplace. A good workplace will have alternative scenarios. So, for example, if it's your boss, immediate boss, that's bullying, you know, you need to go to someone in a different department, or you tell a co-worker that you trust, or you tell a friend of yours in the school playground, or you tell a teacher or the playground teacher, etc. You must have someone you can communicate this with. You can also included an online communication. You know, often that's what you see now, where people post something, and I mean, that can have varying ramifications. until it's communicated in some form, nobody can do anything about it. So I guess the broader advice is that you can be helped, measures can be taken, and you'll find that you will have support from a range of arenas when it becomes known about any unacceptable behaviours.
Tanvir Ahmed, thank you so much for joining us on Open House.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Lee.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.